Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, baby. It is Mad Monster Monday, honey, and the music is going on and going down all up in here, Can I tell ya? Listen. Independent artist Char featuring Doobie. Yes, indeed, and independent artist XOR on air. It's going to be going down, my darlings. It's going to be smoking hot. Y'all remember just like on the movie Friday, smoking, remember smoking? Smoking! You know what I'm saying. It's going to be smoking on today. Independent artist Cheyenne, independent artist XO. Don't forget your orgasm, baby. The O-H-A-O. You know what I'm saying up in here. Oh, my God, it's X-O. So listen, you will never forget the artist name again. XO, darling. Listen, broadcast live from the Windy City. Keeping down on with it. It is sunny on today, sunny. High day was about 81 degrees. Yep, baby. The sun is shining. Listen, it is July 3rd, 2023, 6:43 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:43 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone there. Rock, honey. You know I got switching on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. Thank God they finally woke up. I'm like, how many times do I have to take out the whip? They finally woke up. I got members in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum. Gumbarum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Gumbarum.com. There are two different flavors. Yeah, we still got vanilla and natural coconut, but what else you got to say about it? So listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve. Thank you, Steve. I got to give Steve some love and some kisses. Y'all know he's bringing the Fierce Female Network to China. 50 in Hawaii. Hawaii is kicking off in September. Oh, my God. Sunday. Listen. Thank you, Ronnie James. Thank you. Hot Rock Television. Hot Rock, R-O-C-K. It's the Hot Rock, baby. Hot Rock. Just think about Arkansas. Like the Hot Rock in Arkansas. So listen, it's Hot Rock TV. Hot Rock Television, baby. Gonna be kicking it off September, right after Labor Day, my darling. This Female Network on Channel 15 in Hawaii, my darling. So listen, come on, internet. Do your thing up in here. Come on. All right, my darlings, it is going on all over the world, all over the world. We do touch down in 23 countries, including in Bangladesh. Listen, y'all, I got to fight this before I get to the music. Listen, y'all, you know, back in the day, I used to love me some roller coasters, right? Everybody loved roller coasters. Pretty much everybody loves to ride roller coasters. Well, listen, in Chicago, when I was growing up, you know, most of us teenagers, we went to places like, and now I'm going way back, okay, with Stony Island. What was it, 95th and Stony Island? Fun time, watch out for the kids and you. 95th and Stony Island, I'm a new fun town. So listen, we went to Fun Town. We went to Adventureland. You know, Adventureland was the best. Now I'm going to swim the story, so stay with the story. We went to Adventureland to ride the Super Italian Bob. That thing was crazy nuts. Listen, Super Italian Bob. And, of course, we went, y'all remember Old Chicago? It didn't last long. Everybody loved Old Chicago, but they tore it down. It was the first inside amusement park at Old Chicago. First inside Old Chicago was the first inside amusement park. But then it didn't last. It really didn't last that long. I don't think it lasted maybe 3 years. And it was like gone, bye-bye, out of here. I guess people were saying they needed the inside. They needed to get outside, you know, to the side. So listen. Yesterday in Wisconsin, I don't know if it was from the rain here in Chicago. We had a lot of rain here yesterday. You know what I'm saying. So listen, in Wisconsin, there was a roller coaster at a festival. Got stuck. 8 people got stuck hanging upside down for about 3 hours. Can you imagine being stuck upside down for 3 hours? I would have passed out within the first 5 minutes, can I tell you? Listen, no, baby, listen. I would have been like, you know, get me somebody up here. I need a manicure. I need a pedicure because, listen, I cannot hang upside down 3 hours without nothing to do. I'm like, come on now, because I have to move. I got to move. I have to accomplish something. Listen, I'm one of those persons. I must accomplish something. If I'm not accomplishing anything, I'm going to have a panic attack, right? So listen, if I'm hanging upside down for 3 hours, that means you've got to send a crew up to me to at least keep my mind off the problem. I've got to have a manicure. I've got to have a pedicure. I need somebody up there to wash my hair, right? Somebody's got to be up there to give me my eyebrows and everything. So listen, I got to get my hair cut. They've got to be working on me the whole 3 hours because, listen, I would have a massive heart attack up there hanging upside down for 3 hours. Are you kidding? Right. So listen, but listen, the great thing about this, the roller coaster, 8 people hanging upside down. They okay. They did okay. They really did. They did all right. Only one man, you know, had to be rushed to the hospital, but he's okay. He's all right. So listen, I'm so glad he's okay. Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine being hung upside down. Listen, my blood runs real fast, so there's no way I could sustain, you know, being hung up 3 hours. Jesus Christ. I'm serious about that. Oh, my God. My blood system really fast. It goes real. Listen, my heart beats really fast. I got a high heart rate. Listen, I got to keep it moving. I've got to keep it moving. Man, I would have been like a freakazoid up there 3 hours. Some people would have been laughing, crying, and spitting and everything because I would have been talking for 3 hours, keeping those people laughing. I really would have been talking for the straight 3 hours. I'm telling you. That's what I do. So listen, I love to entertain. So listen, I love to entertain and things like that. But let me tell you something, you guys. Now, this is no joke. This is God and His truth. You guys know I'm very transparent, very transparent. Now, it's no joke about I don't like to sit still. I don't like that. And so listen, one time, I remember years ago, I had this thing where, you know, I just didn't like, you know, taking a plane ride, didn't like being on the bus. I remember one time. This is the God honest truth. I had a panic attack coming on. I was on a plane. Me and my girlfriend was going to New York. We were going to New York, and I was like, oh, Jesus. Okay. I was like, okay. So we were on the plane, right? I felt a panic attack coming on. Listen. Let me tell you something. Everybody got problems, right? Everyone has a problem, but it's the way you address the problem. It's the way that you deal with the problem. So listen, I knew I was on that plane. The plane was standing still. I don't know what was going on, but the plane was still standing still for a long time. It wasn't going well. My girlfriend says, you know, we're not going anywhere. The plane's not moving. I'm like, well, thank you for bringing that to my attention. And so, listen, it started bringing on a panic attack. I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? I can't get off the plane. It's not like I can say, excuse me, I need to exit because I've got to get some air. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, I was like, okay. Listen, there's a life. lesson in this thing. There was a man sitting on the other side of me. You know what I did? I put all of my attention, all of my focus on him, right? Because I was not about to have a full-blown panic attack on that airplane. So listen, I started talking to the guy that was sitting next to me. I'm pretty sure he thought I was crazy. He was a white guy. He was sitting there. He didn't have anybody with him. I started a conversation and just kept talking and talking. Guess what, you guys? Guess what? We became friends. Came friends and were just talking. And by the time I finished making him laugh, we started going. We was in New York. Forgot about the panic attack. See, listen, you got to take your mind. It's your mindset, people. You got to take your mind and focus it on something else. Take your mind off the problem. Focus it on something else. That's what I had to do. I took my mind off of the panic attack because I clearly was not about to make the choice to go ahead and have a panic attack, right? So I took my mind off the problem, put it on somebody else. The man sitting next to me. We had a lovely discussion until we got to New York and landed. Everything was fine. Everything was rose. So listen, people, put your mind on something else. If you're having problems, take your mind off the problem, put it on something else. So listen, I'm going to get on into the music. This is independent artist featuring Cher. Is Cher featuring Dumi, D-U-M-I, Dumi. Now, this is Thinking About Love. It's originally by a Canadian band, Wild Rivers. Joining her on her second collaboration is a young, talented singer and session guitarist, Dumi. He plays the guitar as well as sing vocals on this track. It's called Thinking About Love. Thinking About Love. Listen, it is a great number. You got to love it, love it, love it. It is phenomenal. It is really phenomenal. Listen, it is Thinking About Love. What other good thing to think about than love? Love is always a great thing to think about. Checking about love.
Guess we got caught up in telling a lie. Now you're leaving me lonely. I can get in my car, end up drunk at some bar. But that was the only. Remember the night that we slept on the floor, and you told me you loved me. You don't even think about that. It's kinda like the lights went off and then you said, set on giving me up. Talking like we're so far gone and there ain't no use stitching it up.
I'm on the road while you're waiting at home, but I said I'll be right back. You find a man with no rock and roll band, and maybe you like that. Remember the lake when it started to rain, babe, and I just held you.
Yeah.
my God, I like that. Thinking about love, I love independent artists here. She is great, Char. Listen, and that's featuring independent artist Do Me. That's Thinking About Love. Want to listen to the song? Of course, it's, for me, it brings back a lot of nostalgia. It takes me back to great memories with different individuals. Listen. Listen, guys, I can tell you this story. I'm going to tell you this one story about thinking about love as I was listening to the song. I was dating this one guy. Oh, my God. We were so inseparable. I'm not going to say his name. Well, I guess I could because I'm not in touch with the guy anymore. But his nickname was Mooney. They called him Mooney. We all called him Mooney. And when I first met him, I'm like, why do people call you Mooney? He said, oh, it's just a nickname. I said, okay. Did you used to moon people when you were growing up or what? So, listen, me and Mooney were so inseparable. We were always together. I think it was a lot like that when I was a lot of guys. I would say, but anyway, with Mooney, we were so inseparable. We were always together. When he would get home from school, he was going to college. He was going to the University of Illinois. And he would come by my house after school. When he'd get done with work, he'd come by my house. And it was just like if he wasn't at my house, I was at his house. And it was just, oh, my God, it was such a delicious delight. Can I tell you? Oh, up in here. And he was so delicious to look at. Can I add that to you? So listen, thinking about love, thinking about Mooney, we were so inseparable. We were so in love. You know what I'm saying? And so I loved his family. His family loved me. It was the perfect situation, right? His mom was so sweet. His little brother was so sweet. His sister was so sweet. And I would bring him around my friends and family. Everybody knew Mooney. You know what I mean? So listen, let me tell you something. It just reminds me all the good times. So thank you for that, Char. I really do appreciate it. Listen, I got some more music coming up. It's independent artist XO, right? The big X and the big O. Listen, this one is New Kid on the Block. New Kid on the Block. Have you ever been the new kid on the block? You know what it feels like to be a new kid on the block or a new kid in class, a new kid on, you know, on your first job or whatever. You know that feeling you got to get used to everybody. You got to get comfortable. You got to kind of, you know, not fit in, but you got to get used to everybody's different personalities. You know what I'm saying. So listen, this is New Kid on the Block by independent artist XO. That's X and the O and the double H, baby. It's ooh, so good. Ooh, so fine. New Kid on the Block.
Kid on the block, every day I'm running up, getting to some money, having fun. New club, house flow, yeah, leveled up. Nikes on my feet, chewing bubble gum. Whitened up teeth, no more braces, seeing blue faces. Laid back, lacing blunts, yeah, we just chilling today, having fun. New kid on the block, what the fuck is up? Yeah, DJ spin that track, let me take another lap from the stage, making plays, run it up. Another day, another dollar, new kid on the block, so real. Come and holler, you can chill with the real. We can't get to the fucking pack. Puff, pass up the haters, blow and smoke, see you later. New kid on the block, open like a play for the Lakers. Locked in, balling, getting money, no damn nonsense. I'm a danger to the system, fuck your classes. I'm skipping on the ratchet, sitting up, bad bitch made of plastic. They can test what the edge, sneak a little peek. It's just a quick glance, and I'm filling in the blanks just to get to next week. Another day, another dollar, another buck up some green. I'm scoping down the road, just another trip. All on my own, all on my own. New kid on the block, every day I run it up. Getting to some money, having fun. New club, house flow, yeah, I leveled up. Nikes on my feet, chewing bubble gum. Whitened up teeth, no more braces, seeing blue faces. Laid back, lacing blunts, yeah, we just chilling today. Get on the block, what the fuck is up? Living every day, like it's my last. Number one in my damn class. Judge me based on my raps. All A's that I pass, check a mark, then I laugh. It's a rap. It's just a little tap of the beat, then I'm back to the beat. Do you feel me, OG? No B's, no C's, I'm the man. What you think? I ain't playing with a pen. No ink, just notes, just flows, just hoes. I'm both for show, I gloat. I'll never fucking hold. I'm getting money too, I'm up. Every day I run it up, getting to some money, having fun. New club, house flow, yeah, I leveled up. Nikes on my feet, chewing bubble gum. Whitened up teeth, no more braces, seeing blue faces. Laid back, lacing blunts, yeah, we just chillin'.
All right, that is New Kid on the Block, independent artist XO. Let me tell you something, XO. Okay, listen, let me tell you. I was sitting here listening to the song, and just for a second, I was like, wait a minute. You know what? Everybody wants, of course, their music or their video to go viral. Everybody wants that. So listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you with this song, New Kid on the Block, I'm going to give you something here to help make this viral, this video go a little viral, do a little mini viral. Listen, I really think this song can go viral with the right video. Now listen, listen to me real good. Now it's up to you. This is just my suggestion, just my idea to make this thing go viral just a little bit. If you had like four, five guys dressed up, and I know it's going to sound crazy because it's an R&B song, but if you had some guys dressed up like they were cowboys with a cowboy hat, they got on their little shirt, they got the blue jeans on and the cowboy boots, and you've got to come up with a nice choreography for this. Listen, I'm telling you, it will go viral. Not, don't do the whole song. Listen, listen, listen real close. Don't do the video for the whole song. Your song is 2 minutes and 44 seconds, right? Only do a clip, right? Do only 30 to 45 seconds. Make a banging bad dance video, 30 to 45 seconds long, right? Only do it, but listen, this is the key right here. This is the key, 30 to 45 seconds long. That's it. Give it to your audience, bada boom, bada boom, bada boom, bam. Get it on right in the beginning. Don't make people wait. I'm telling you, that is the thing that turn people off and viral videos don't go viral, right? It's got to come out pop, and you got to have those booties. You got to move those hips. Have those guys to move their hips, right? Not like Elvis Presley, because most guys can't do that little swivel with the hips and the little boot thing. I'm telling you, I wish I could help you do this thing. But listen, you got to have those guys put their hands up on their hips and move them hips like left and right, really cute, fast. I'm telling you, you got to put the bang. You got to put the hot sauce on that video. 30 to 45 seconds, bam, and you got to be out of there, please. And then you'll do another video for the whole song, and that'll be your music video for the song. But listen, going viral, you got to hit it fast and hard. You got to hit it fast and hard the right way, and bam, you're out of there. Listen, that is the key. Remember, 30 to 45 seconds long. Hit it hard, and get out of there. Listen, I'm pretty much out of time. It has been a stone cold blast. Listen, it's been super delicious. I get to come back a little bit later on today and do it all over again. And listen, XO, you got the right song to do that thing with. You got the right song because it's got a really nice beat, right? Hit it, baby. Hit it, baby. Hit it like it's hot. You hear what I'm saying? You get those five country boys. They ain't got to really be from the country, but just have a hat on. Have that country boy hat on, the cowboy hat with them boots and those blue jeans and the really cowboys like T-shirt, the shirts, right, and the little belts. Yeah, do your thing, baby. Rock and roll, I'm telling you, it's going to go blam on TikTok. Put it on TikTok, and you're in, you're out. Listen, I got to get on up out of here, and I'll be back later on to do it all.
In a special word from Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.